In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Baqi Cemetery is the biggest and the most important cemetery of Muslims, in which thousands of Muslims and especially four Shia Imams are resting. The graves of our immaculate Imams,
Imam Hassan, Imam Sajjad, Imam Baqir, and Imam Sadiq,
peace be upon them, were first located in the house of Aqil, Imam Ali's brother. Over time, this house was reconstructed into a mosque. Gradually, this place became a haven for Shia's longing hearts and turned into a place of pilgrimage. Upon a time when the other Imams' shrines had simple constructions, the shrine of Baqi shined in splendor due to the presence of four Imams. The reconstruction of the Baqi shrine happened as per to the orders of Majdul Mulk, the Shia minister of the Seljuk dynasty, in 498 after Hijra, and continued to expand and renovate over the years. At 1344 after Hijra, the shrine of Baqi was shining in the heart of the world, ornamented by zarih, built by talented Iranians, and also carpets and chandeliers that were presented to the shrine by devout Shias. This holy shrine was guarded by numerous servants, and Shias used to come in masses to visit their Imams. Due to the conspiracies of the British government and the establishment of John Philby as the British advisor to Al Saud, the deviant Wahhabi sect was born by Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, based on superstitious opinions and fabricated narrations of Ibn Taymiyyah. Influenced by the views of Ibn Taymiyyah, Wahhabism considered all Muslims to be polytheists and infidels. Polytheists of the time of the Prophet. Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, with the help of his followers and with the support of Ahl Saud, issued a fatwa to destroy the graves of the Imams and the elders of Islam. And in the first step, the Wahhabis raised the tomb of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, in Karbala in 1216 and martyred more than 4,000 Shias. However, the shrine of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was rebuilt when the power of Wahhabism started to fade in Iraq. The Wahhabis also destroyed holy sites such as the tomb of Lady Hawa in Jeddah, the tomb of Lady Khadija and Abu Talib in Mecca, the tomb of Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad, and the martyrs of Uhud in Medina. The desecrations of Wahhabis continued until the 8th of Shawwal, 1344 after Hijra. On that gloomy day, following the order of the Supreme Judge of Medina, the Wahhabis attacked the holy shrine of the Ahlul Bayt in Baqi and destroyed the shrine. They made so that all the objects inside the shrine were looted and no trace of that paradise remained. Up to this day, the Shias all over the globe mourn for the desecration of that holy site, and every year, on the 8th day of Shawwal, with global demand, increase their determination to rebuild these celestial tombs.